The views and opinions expressed on this program are not those of the station, but of the sponsor, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
And welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I am Jenna Barr, and we are joined in studio now with the Chamber Connection. I have Todd Thompson, who is the president of the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, as well as our friend, our new friend, Chris Middleton, I did say it correctly, who is the chair of West Florida Defense Alliance. And we're going to talk to you in just a minute, but Todd, good morning. How are you? I'll hand it right over.
I'm great, Jenna. Thank you. Good morning. Welcome to the Chamber Connection. I'm Todd Thompson, president and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Happy Monday. Monday after the Super Bowl, and not a great game, but you know, it's always fun to watch the Super Bowl. I enjoyed it with a little some pizza and wings from East Hill Pizza, and some Irish Reds from McGuire's. So it was a good time, but football's done for the year. But we'll be moving on. So. Got a few announcements before we talk to Chris Middleton here about the West Florida Defense Alliance. This Wednesday, we have a seminar with Amy Remington from Landrum HR on what the 2020 election means for employers. This is an event that you can register online and come in person at the Studer Community Institute. It's at 8:30 Wednesday morning. You can go to PensacolaChamber.com to sign up there. That kind of leads into our virtual legislative preview on Thursday. This will be a Facebook Live event with Chris Dawson of the Gray Robinson Law and Lobbying Firm. They'll give us an update on what to look out for during session this year. Obviously, there'll be a lot of focus on COVID and recovery and the impacts that has on our state budget. Again, our Chamber Board of Directors has endorsed COVID liability protections for all of our businesses, so we are encouraging our legislators to please, there are a few different bills that are out there that are moving. We're happy to see that, but we want to make sure this gets to the finish line, that that we have COVID liability protections for all of our businesses that have acted responsibly throughout the pandemic. Our legislative luncheon is Wednesday, February 24th, 11:30 a.m. at Pensacola Yacht Club. That will be it's a limited seating. We are limiting that to our sponsors for that event in person, but we'll also have a virtual option if you want to watch. Then you can find more information on our PensacolaChamber.com website. And then we're very excited about the PACE Awards, which will be Wednesday, March 3rd, 6 p.m. Really excited because that's going to be at the Blue Wahoo Stadium. And we will be honoring this year's PACE Award winners. We'll be doing it outdoors safely with all the precautions. We really appreciate the Blue Wahoos for letting us do this at the stadium. It'll be a lot of fun, and look forward to doing that. We will have tickets available online, again, at PensacolaChamber.com. If you don't have your tickets yet, you can go there and order them. So now, I don't know that we talk about this enough, but the military in our region has a tremendous impact on our economy. To discuss that today, we have Chris Middleton. He is the Assistant Vice President of Defense Programs at the University of West Florida, but he is also the chair of the West Florida Defense Alliance, or as we call it, WFDA, and wanted to bring Chris in today to talk about the West Florida Defense Alliance, its purpose, its mission, and what it does to support our military here in Northwest Florida. So first of all, Chris, welcome to the Chamber Connection.
Hey, Todd, thanks very much. And Jenna, glad to join you all in the studio today. Always good to see Lico making sure we're available on Facebook Live with the Chamber and certainly with News Radio. And Mark, it's nice to be back in the studio again. So what is the West Florida Defense Alliance? For listeners near a desk or a laptop, let's look up the WFDA.edu. .us. So that's West Florida Defense Alliance, and it's .us. What's the purpose? Defense alliances are formed nationwide. They're designed specifically to support the military communities and the military bases in their region. Across the nation, the Association of Defense Communities is really the parent organizer and the national leadership across all defense alliances. The West Florida Defense Alliance is actually in its fourth year now. It had some early beginnings and some rumblings and a correct realization with good chamber leadership, I think. And the West Florida Defense Alliance is actually housed under the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce Foundation.
Right.
So, and with that foundation, the West Florida Defense Alliance, powered by some investors and some funds that allow us to have some operations, engagements from Washington, D.C. and Capitol Hill all the way to Tallahassee and certainly across the federal and military enterprises. What's the purpose? The purpose of the Defense Alliance is to know and advocate for missions in the area. That's called mission sustainment, and then mission growth. And in sustainment and growth, and I think we'll cover it as we go forward this morning, we not only have the missions and things like ships and airplanes and other units you would be familiar with on a base, but we have families mm-hmm. and spouses and family matters, which are education and health care and spouse employment and veteran advocacy and veteran transition. So all manner of advocating for, supporting, and growing our military communities.
Exactly. So that's, you know, we talk about our military. We have two bases in our region. I mean, we cover Santa Rosa and Escambia counties with the West Florida Defense Alliance, but we work on a regional basis, basically. I mean, we don't just stop at the county line there in Santa Rosa County. We work regionally and with the state and with our federal partners as well. Talk about that a little bit.
We sure do, and that's a good point. So the West Florida Defense Alliance is specifically a two-county organization, Santa Rosa and Escambia counties, and it is aware of, advocates for, and frankly, it worries about all manner of support to not only NAS Pensacola, but NAS Whiting Field in Santa Rosa County, north of Milton, and then outlying fields, and in the case of NAS Pensacola, which is multiple bases, actually, operations at Corry Station and at Soffley Field as well. And so in understanding the Defense Alliance is really, maybe we'll take a quick step into the defense portfolio in the region. So let me cover, before we support the military, let's just talk about the military missions in the area. So the military mission in this two-county region spans $4.4 billion dollars with a B of annual defense expenditure into the counties. So it's a big deal to take care of, protect, and grow. So we wake up in the morning and we go, okay, that the Defense Alliance has all these missions and room for more. So what are those missions? We know NAS Pensacola, maybe as citizens or folks that look up in the skies. Well, NAS Pensacola has a tremendous port operation with now five Coast Guard cutters. It's four medium endurance cutters and one buoy tender, which also counts as a cutter. It's got an enormous Marine Corps training support group there. It actually has two, MATSIGs 21 and 23. We're well familiar with our Blue Angels and love them. The training missions are robust. So NAS Pensacola is the home to the Naval Education and Training Command. And the Naval Education and Training Command, like the other services, is the top tier of the leadership and management of tens of thousands of trainees. And so from the time you sign up as a young high schooler or early young adult and you're going to serve your country, and you're off to boot camp and then into the skill sets, be you an electrician or an ordnance person or other shipboard support and so forth, you're going to go through training. And so here in Pensacola, the Naval Education Training Command worries about more than 50,000 people annually. That's every year.
Yeah.
And so you talk about having a cohort of 18 to 25-year-olds who you have to house and feed and train, and you talk about folks that are good at their craft in terms of learning in classroom and applied learning, and then move them to the fleet, and that's how our country works. But in this economy, 40% of our economy is this defense market.
Right.
And then you think about scale. We think about schools and higher education institutions. Well, the Naval Education and Training Command moves 22,000 aviation students through their campus at NAS Pensacola, and then over at Corry Station, more than 4,000 annual members are moved through IT and cyber training.
Mm-hmm.
And if you compare that to other folks' throughput, it's quite fascinating that they can do in the thousands, which other folks do in the dozens, or if they're lucky, the hundreds. So
right.
It's a lot to be proud of. And that's at Corry Station. And then Softly Field has a couple missions. They're actually federal missions. They're not military. And then when you get to Whiting Field, think about it, all the pride at Whiting Field with a brand new helicopter coming in for their training mission. And one of the, if you talk to the base commanding officer, he'll tell you they're the busiest airport in the world.
Right.
Certainly with the number of takeoffs and landings, smaller aircraft than Heathrow or Atlanta, certainly. But what Whiting Field does and its throughput and the base for fleet readiness, there's a lot to be proud of here. And I'll pause at the end of this answer, but it's not only all those members. It's all their families, their spouses, their children. Those are the kids in our schools. Again, not all of them, but 40% of the economy. So it's certainly a footprint to be appreciated.
Right.
And then in the end, those are transitioning veterans and retirees or young transition that are simply ending their active service. And in that case, those are folks with great skill sets that are emerging into our economy. And so there's a whole veteran support piece there as well.
Right. So that leads me to ask you about WFDA. And so we have committees within WFDA that do specific work, one of those being workforce and veterans. We want to keep them here as they transition out. You know, we want them to stay in Pensacola, get jobs or develop entrepreneurial new businesses. But talk about those subcommittees and the work that they do for WFDA.
You bet. So at this time, the West Florida Defense Alliance maintains four working groups, and one of them is family readiness. And family readiness can span K-12 engagement or ambitions for maybe military members moving in and out or military dependents moving in and out of the area, something like enrollment to licensure and transition. All those military members that come with spouses and family, you talk about a double or triple benefit on a community is you not only get the member, but then you get the member's spouse and all those professional skill sets that come with a spouse, and then the kids themselves with all their skill sets, and they're our future junior employees.
Right.
It'd be you a YMCA lifeguard or somebody working in whatever your first job when you turn 16 might be. And so in that case, the Family Readiness Working Group worries across all of those matters. And in the access through the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, the reach into not only municipal and county and public sector engagement, but certainly on behalf of chamber membership and growing economy. So that's family readiness.
Mm-hmm.
Second one is we call them public-private partnerships. You'll hear them called P3s or P4s maybe. And in the case of a military base, which is in an enormous campus, a large landholder, in the case of Whiting Field, it has 10 outlying fields all over multi-state, actually. They're in Alabama as well. And then if you look at Pensacola and all of its shoreline or some of its boating or marinas or however you see the base, those public agreements and those public-private partnerships can further something very specific, like, hey, our fire department wants certain training. Well, maybe we go do it on base because the base has something that that helps our first responders as well, and vice versa. So,
right.
So that's what we would call the partnership working group. We have a defense contractors working group led by private sector,
right.
And that defense contractor working group's early role is really to engage, which turns out to be hundreds of small, mid-sized, and then our large companies that you might know of if you see them in the area. but helping those defense contractors to engage and then win work, which is good for our economy.
Right.
So that's what the defense contractors group is. And then lastly, of our four is our workforce working group. And that workforce working group is engaged across things like the school's higher ed career source at the state level, all of the veteran administration availability to make our veterans, to assist our veterans and make sure they're successful in their transition. And to your point in the end, to keep everybody here.
Right.
We're proud of that portion of our economy. We're certainly proud of our service members and their family. But in the end, our community wins when we're able to retain this talent and make it a great place to live for them, because we're already a great place to live.
Right, exactly. So these working groups, they meet every other month, and then we have a full WFDA meeting on the alternate months. How does somebody get involved? We've got a good group of people that have already been engaged, but we're always looking for more. What are the opportunities for business people to get involved?
Sure. So the easy way to work is go ahead and contact the chamber at WFDA@PensacolaChamber.com. That's an email address. So WFDA@PensacolaChamber.com. So go ahead and shoot that email and go, hey, I'm interested in the West Florida Defense Alliance and I want to participate. And you'll end up on the mailings and the meeting invites. We meet all over town. We meet in both counties.
Right.
And we get briefs from either military leaders or in some cases contracting and other mission expertise in the area. And it allows us to work as an alliance, right? That's that defense alliance mentality. We're a community. It's public, private, and academia is how defense strategies are approached now. And it allows public sector and private sector to be in a room together. Academia is usually in that room. And it allows us to say, what do you need? And in the end, the defense alliance is communicating to the military members, the military leaders, base commanding officers, admirals and generals and senior leaders, senior enlisted leaders that are guiding our troops and our tens of thousands of people that are passing through the area in both counties. And communicating and asking and exchanging, it could be something like housing. Hey, I've got all these folks coming in. It could
right.
be a defense contractor saying, hey, I've got a new mission and the helicopter gain at Whiting Field. And that was a Leonardo helicopter by company, and the ability to reach to a company and go, hey, can we welcome you in and show you what's available to your employees in town? Or it could be a spouse or a COVID response certainly was one. What do you need? The whole town's work. You know, this is a global effort, and it's not just a uniform effort. It's certainly not just a town effort. And we're there's a lot of optimism in when you speak to our region. This is a community with a wonderful history of military support, defense community support. The history may span more than anywhere else in North America.
Right,
you know, it goes
right.
back to 1559, I guess, for, you know, DeLuna was a military mission at the time and a commanding officer. Those were all discovery missions. But if you think about our historic downtown and the forts that have been uncovered in British, Spanish, and French, and then, of course, U.S. presence thereafter. And so we've got this port town mentality. It goes back hundreds of years. It's welcoming. It's open, and folks come and go and stay. But I will say, looking forward in these couple minutes to future missions, the Defense Alliance was part of the U.S. Space Force Space Headquarters proposal. So that was called Space HQ.
Right.
We made it to the last couple dozen in all of North America as a proposal, as a site. We are a spaceport because we caught a capsule in August.
Right.
We had a capsule recovery
exciting.
Right here. It wasn't just a couple weeks ago that the Gulf of Mexico was used again, that time a little northwest of Tampa, but again, as a splashdown site.
Right.
So the Gulf of Mexico is open for business, and we have a great training range used by all of our bases across the panhandle. We have a density of talent, and so as we look forward to these next missions, we have Corey Station and all things that are cybersecurity, right. National cybersecurity, operational cybersecurity, and underlying IT training. I mentioned space, certainly our aviation components, and those are all the services. You know, the ramps at both Whiting and here in NAS Pensacola, you'll find Navy and Marines,
right.
And Air Force. You'll find Coast Guardsmen, and I'd be shocked to not know that there's an Army guard too running around in there.
Right.
Army density is, you know, right up the road at Fort Rucker for helicopters, and then certainly Army families that are perhaps part of 7 Special Forces Group, which is just over the line from Santa Rosa County there. So we've got all the services and all the density and a keen focus on the future missions. And, right. And I think the Coast Guard presence on the at the port, and that's the base port, not downtown.
Right.
That shows what a deep water port and immediate access to the Gulf of Mexico, and then the tremendous asset that is the Gulf Range,
right,
which stretches from this area all the way to Key West, and then all our future-facing high-tech missions, be they AI, or cyber, or hypersonics, or space and space recovery, we've got a bright future. And it doesn't hurt that Space HQ was named right there at Huntsville.
Right, exactly.
It's just up the road from us in Alabama. And I think we do Florida a great service that, you know, we are close to our Alabama neighbors. They're just over the line. So
right.
We're not shy about communicating interstate. I don't think there's anything but upside
right.
to that. So a lot of optimism. And I'll close with just welcoming anyone to our meetings and reach us at the chamber. Shoot an email, WFDA@PensacolaChamber.com.
There you go. Chris Middleton, chair of the West Florida Defense Alliance, really appreciate, really covered the full spectrum of what the West Florida Defense Alliance is all about. And that's, you know, for me as president of the chamber, it's one of the most important thing, if not the most important thing that we do, is support our military because, I mean, there is such a huge economic impact on our region. And, you know, that's really kind of the linchpin of making things happen here. So, again, thank you, Chris. Really appreciate it. Just want to mention a few more things before we wrap up. Got a couple minutes left. If you want to get more information about the chamber just in general, you can send us an email at news@PensacolaChamber.com. You can get on our email distribution list. You can find more information about membership, events, that sort of thing. So that's news@PensacolaChamber.com. And make sure to follow us on our social media sites. We've got a Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, all our Pensacola Chamber pages that you can find out more information. And, you know, we want as many businesses out there to be a part of the chamber as possible. We are almost 1,200 members right now, but we want to continue to grow, and we want our business community to grow, and we are here to support you. So get in touch with us. Follow us on those social media sites so you can stay engaged and up to date on what's happening. But, you know, we just really appreciate our members and the things they do for us. I think 2021 is going to be a big year. Things are coming back. We're getting back to our events, and just very, very appreciative for all that our businesses do for our community. Our next show in a couple weeks, we'll be focusing on our legislative luncheon. That event will be on Wednesday, February 24th, but we're going to have a preview on the show a couple days before, and talk about what's going to be happening in session as we get close to that in the beginning of March. So and also talk about our policy committee that's changed and evolved with some new subcommittees and some work that they're doing. So be sure to join us in 2 weeks here on the Chamber Connection. Thank you, News Radio 1620 92.3 FM. Jenna, you guys make it so easy for us. And yeah, we just really appreciate the support y'all give. Yeah.